This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Host of NFL Live and SEC Nation, and pretty much you can see her all over the place. It's Laura Rutledge. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great, but what I really want to know is how much do you love our city and the Cowboys for consistently trying really hard to provide you with content?
I love it. You know, it's funny because there are people who are like, oh, wow, ESPN just only talks about the Cowboys. And that's really not true on NFL Live. But unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, depending on how you look at it, the Cowboys are always providing us headlines. And yesterday was a great one, getting the CD deal done. And we were all excited about that. But yeah, it is funny. We do spend a lot of time talking about those Cowboys.
Okay. When y'all are sitting around and preparing your show and getting ready for it, do you look at the Cowboys as a circus, a well-run PR machine, or a legitimate football organization?
I think it's kind of a mixture of all those things. That's what makes them so fascinating. You know, they're a team that, for whatever they've actually done in the postseason, we expect them to be there every single year, and they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, so we'd be talking about them anyway from that standpoint. And then there's always these other underlying storylines, right, that just kind of like circulate around. And I think no matter what, you know, when we talk about them, especially for NFL Live being a daily show, we talk about so many teams, right? But the Cowboys are usually at least some part of our rundown for the show. Usually the conversation is, you know, if it's not some major news, it's like, well, what about this angle that people haven't talked enough about? You know, even yesterday when we were talking about CD, we were also talking about the Bland injury, which unfortunately, happened. But also, like, some of us think it's a big deal. Others aren't as worried. So it's always interesting to get differing opinions on Dallas.
You can count me in the category if I am worried about that injury. So
yeah, us too. Yeah, we are
me too.
For whatever it's worth, what do you think about the Cowboys kind of kicking the tires on Dalvin Cook? This has been, in the offseason, a much maligned running back room. What do you think about this opportunity?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, look, to your point, it's a running back room that needs depth, and I think Zeke will have some part of this, but he's not, you know, a younger back, and running backs, unfortunately, in the NFL these days just have a very shortened career unless you're somebody like Christian McCaffrey. So I think they should do it, and it can't really hurt at this point. To me, too, you've got to think that in order to try to, I mean, everyone knows that Dak's going to be going to CD. So to try to diversify this offense in a way to make it a little bit more balanced, you've got to get something going in the run game. And one thing we talked about, too, recently is just Dak, you know, obviously injuries have affected him a little bit, but getting back to being a little bit more mobile, even in the pocket, and doing some things outside the pocket that we know he can do, a great running game, or even like a decent running game, could help a lot in that way. So I hope the Dalvin Cook thing happens.
Is there an anticipation that because of Kellen Moore that the Eagles offense is going to be back or more explosive? It kind of fell apart last year.
I do think that will help, right? And it's going to be interesting because Jalen Hurts even said this. He's had so many offensive coordinators during his career, even going back to college. So there's going to be, I think, a little bit of a learning curve with some of that. But I do think they're going to be a lot better than they were at that latter half of last season. I mean, that was a collapse that I don't think we've seen in quite some time at the professional level like that, to just consistently be so bad when you have the weapons that they had. I think Jalen was hurt and that was part of it, but that doesn't even excuse, you know, some of how that looked. So I expect more explosiveness for sure. And that's another reason why the Cowboys need to make sure that they're in a better position, because that NFC East, you know, when it comes to the Eagles and maybe even the Commanders a little bit too, yeah. I wouldn't really consider the Giants in that category, but you know, Jaden Daniels can make some things happen. They have some weapons on that Commanders team. The Cowboys need to make sure that their offense is, you know, humming at a really nice pace like they were many times last season.
I was about to ask where you are on the Jaden Daniels hype train. I know Caleb Williams gets a lot of attention, and all of a sudden, you know, Bo Nix has really been emerging in the preseason. But what are your anticipations or what are your expectations for Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, covering him in college, I've loved him for years, and I think he is everything that we thought he was, right? And we're seeing it already play out in this Commanders offense. I realize it's just the preseason, but my goodness, he throws a pretty ball. You see some of these passes, and you're like, oh my God, let me watch that again and again and again. And they have Terry McLaurin, who is one of the like utmost professional, just goes out, gets the job done, great leader. He's an exceptional player on that offense. Deami Brown, he's already had a nice connection with in the preseason. I think that they could surprise some people. I'm not saying that they're going to be better than the Cowboys or better than the Eagles, but they're not going to be some easy out. I think Jaden will make a pretty easy, well, easy as rookie quarterbacks go, transition to the NFL. He'll have his bumps, but I expect him to have a really nice career. This rookie quarterback class this season, guys, is really fun. I mean, you mentioned Bo Nix, too. Not many people were talking about him after the draft in maybe the way that they are now. We're seeing him look absolutely perfect in this Sean Payton offense there in Denver.
Yeah, how much of that, because Kevin and I've been kind of eyeballing that a lot lately. I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on how much of that is Sean Payton having just a great understanding of the game and being able to make it simple for the quarterback versus what the quarterback was in college and what he's molded into now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of some of both, right? Where Sean Payton identified Bo Nix and said, oh yeah, this guy can run what I want to do. And then also tailored some things specifically to Bo Nix's skill set. And look, I mean, it's interesting because we've seen teams like, I don't know, this is kind of funny considering that he's actually on the team, but Zach Wilson with the Jets, you draft him because you're like, oh, he's making these wow throws in pro day, but can he actually run the offense that you want him to run? And so often at the NFL level, I think guys get obsessed with just what is incredible talent at the quarterback position, undeniable talent, but then you got to execute the offense. In this case, it looks to be perfect marriage of, hey, you know what? This guy may not have like some of those, you know, wow throws that you saw from Zach Wilson or maybe somebody else, but he can do what I need him to do, and he can do it at a very high level. I think some of his mobility too, and the ability to use his legs is going to make an even better factor in that offense. So Sean Payton, from what I know, really liked Bo Nix for a long time. And it's funny because, you know, some of us were like, really? Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. But I think they were so happy. They knew that he would be there for them, you know, when they were picking. You get a little nervous after the Falcons took Penix as high as they did. But they knew that, like, they were the ones that loved him and he would love them back, you know. And I think it's going to end up working out really well for Nix and for Sean Payton and that Broncos team.
Talk with Laura Rutledge right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I realize some of the dynamics of these regular season college football games have changed with the expanded playoff, but as somebody who went to Texas...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saying, after this weekend, do you think I will be optimistic or not optimistic about how this season's going to go?
No, I think you're going to be optimistic. Like, Texas A&M is good. They really are. Now, look, I think that they're going to be, like, you know, absolutely a playoff team? I don't know. Some of it has to do with the schedule and who they're going to have to play in the SEC. But the fact that they're at home for this Notre Dame opener, there's so much familiarity on the Elko side with what Notre Dame's doing. Like, there's just going to be, I think, a lot of gamesmanship that could actually play into the Aggies' hand a little bit. And they got so much talent, you know, and I believe, and maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid, but I do believe them when they say that they've worked on, I know, we're doing it, we're drinking this maroon Kool-Aid together.
What could ever go wrong with drinking Kool-Aid?
I know. Oh, well, I believe them when they say they're going to be, you know, better in the fourth quarter and they're conditioning for that and things of that nature. They're like this kind of team that when you look at the whole SEC, it's not like anybody's really talking a ton about Texas A&M nationally, but they're a team that could maybe surprise some people. I think people are focused on, you know, other parts of the SEC and even maybe other parts in the state of Texas, right, with Texas joining. But I could just see them. They are never, and it's never an easy place to play. Let's say they beat Notre Dame, and then there's going to be a lot of conversation around that. The other thing, too, that's interesting with this expanded playoff, of course, is you've got teams that can afford a couple losses and probably still make it in, and strength of schedule, I think, could really play nicely for them when it all comes down to it.
You mentioned Texas. This appears as though, especially with Ewers back, as a playoff or bust season, and obviously their expectations might be even higher than just being in the playoff. Is that fair to say?
I think it's national championship or bust for them. And listen, Steve Sarkisian's not saying that, right? He's like, can you guys stop with all, he's like pulling a Saban with the rat poison. He doesn't want any more of this positivity. Even when we were there in Austin, when we welcomed them to the SEC, we did a whole show around it. He was kind of trying to temper expectations even at that point. And that's before all of this preseason love really came to the forefront. But they are really stacked, you know, and I think the thing about Texas, we saw this last season too, they're such a physical team, so they're just going to match up well in the SEC, and even in a very tough schedule, going to Michigan week two, there's a lot that sticks out. They do host Georgia, which plays nicely for them. You know, the other thing that is in their favor, I think, despite the fact that they're a really good team and they should be a top five team when it's all said and done, maybe, you know, top two, if we'll see how it all plays out, but they are, their schedule helps them, right? They don't really have to go on the road in the SEC until like late October, and it's Vanderbilt. So they're in a really nice spot, I think, when it comes
in your face, Vanderbilt.
After that, but I know, sorry, I try not to throw shade. I try not to, you know, like punch down. But anyway, Vanderbilt is where they have to go. So they're in a really favorable position, I think, schedule wise.
All right, so one of my bucket list things, I've always heard Saturday night at LSU is one of the best environments. Does the change, does the teams that have moved into the SEC change the tailgate party rankings at all? And what are the top three tailgate parties for you in the SEC?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right about LSU at night. You have to do it. Like, if you are able to go and see Death Valley at night, it is absolutely worth all of the hype. And it's just a must see. They're certainly at the top for me. I'm not just playing to the crowd here. I think Texas A&M is a great tailgate environment. Huh. And here's what I like is actually a early game there, because you get people out there with the breakfast tacos. I didn't know about that. Like,
yes.
I'm from Atlanta and then went to Florida. So we didn't really do that. And I'm like, why didn't we do that? Because that's great. And it's so fun to see, you know, just the different styles of tailgating. Then I would put Alabama in the top three. They just know a thing or two about it, right? They know a thing or two about big games. An honorable mention always is Ole Miss.
Yes.
That's another one. If you have not been to the Grove for a tailgating experience, it is truly an experience. And I do think, I mean, look, guys, I haven't, you know, covered the Big 12 in a long time, so I haven't seen Texas and Oklahoma tailgating necessarily, but I'm excited to experience it. And the early returns on what Austin was, even just for a welcome to the SEC show, make me think that it's going to be really promising.
When you infiltrate all of these tailgates, are you going to be bringing your honey-baked ham with you? Because I know that game day is honey-baked ham day this fall. So are you going to be bringing everyone some honey baked ham to get it going for those tailgates?
I absolutely am. I'm going to be traveling with one of their gorgeous bone-in half hams in my carry-on bag and just taking it everywhere I go. And it really, really for me, right, because it's so delicious. But you mentioned it, game day is a honey baked day, and you guys are going to absolutely love their new offerings. The sliders are unbelievable. So it's not just about the ham. They've got sliders. They have a sandwich platter that everybody loves. So many offerings. Their new pulled pork Cuban slider is delicious. It's got the pulled pork and the ham, Swiss cheese, pickle, the whole nine yards. So it's a great way to show up at a tailgate or even at your house if you're hosting people and say, yeah, let me impress you. Let me show you that I really went all out for this with delicious food and something for everyone.
Yeah, ham's a top three meat, Kevin.
It's
top three.
Especially if it's honey baked. So honeybaked.com/game day if you want to get more information, buy stuff online, pick up in store, set that all up. So you are on NFL Live, SEC Nation. I know you got to do the Masters. Now you got Honey Baked Ham. What's next? Is it cookbook? Are we going back into dance? As you continue to take over general media, what's next?
Oh, goodness. I'm probably oversaturated. I don't know what's next. You know, it's really funny you mentioned cookbook because I love to cook and I love food. And it is something that I have thought about. I just thought, you know, wouldn't it be so embarrassing, though, if I made a cookbook and nobody got it, like nobody wanted it. But maybe if I sent one to you guys and you guys wanted it, then at least
come back on the show and promote it. Yes. We'll help you out.
Three people wanted it. I'm so fortunate to be able to, you know, do any of this. I'm so thankful for the Honey Baked partnership and all these jobs that I do at ESPN. I can't even believe that I'm doing this. So truly just grateful for all of it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us, especially since you said you think Texas A&M is going to win. Well, I appreciate that even more. Right. I needed that hope for the week. So thank you very much for jumping on with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye, Laura.
There you go. Laura Rutledge right here on 105.3 The Fan. Honeybaked.com/game day if you want more information on those sliders, because I know I saw your eyes light up.
Trust me. I love a slider. Kevin, I have news.
Yep, cuts.
Carl Lawson has been released by the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
He joined them late in training camp.
Wow.
He could potentially return to the practice squad, according to Todd Archer, who was on with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton this morning. No guaranteed money in his one-year deal that he signed. So,
okay.
Smart deal by the Cowboys.
Yes.
I was hoping that he could provide a little more.
That is a very good point. Thank you for those updates, Mr. Majors.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.